So we find out a lot. There are a lot of factors in here which we could investigate as an auditor. And those factors include facsimiles, engrams, mock-ups, anything you could think of. But imagination, as a word, includes energy. Obvious. Images. And what we want to talk about is really a little bit outside the field of forming images. In order to create something, you don't have to form an image. Let's be sure we understand that. The action of creation is not necessarily the formation of an image at all. You don't have to make a mock-up to think. In other words, you don't have to have a picture to remember. This is for sure. You don't have to have a facsimile just because you saw something, and you don't have to have an engram just because you got an impact. None of these things are true, that you have to have images which are made out of energy and have a form in order to have thoughtful creativeness. So we really ought to be talking about creative knowingness rather than imagination. So you may find it necessary to kind of bail your preclear out of this idea. He thinks that any imagination he had would have to do with images because of the semantics of the thing. He might be in any kind of a condition with regard to this. These are mechanics, and as such, they are not vitally important in the subject of creative knowingness. How many ways would there be able to knowingly create something? A poem does not have to be in words. You don't even need symbols to create poetry. You don't need notes to create music. You don't even need sounds to create music. You don't have to have something in order to do it all. And let's make sure this is fairly straight between thee and me. You don't have to have in order to do. That's a reverse line. And just because you do, you don't have to conclusively then have something. It's not necessary. It doesn't necessarily follow that just because you do, you have to have, or that because you have, you then do. You'll find out that the people are worst off who have to have before they can do. And you'll discover very often in some organization that you have some department or other which is accumulating mess like mad and isn't doing anything. They're always coming around to you saying, we've got to have 80 new Rudy rods. And they only cost $80,000 a piece. And that's to hold the bubble gum or something. And you say, you sure you have to have these? Oh, yes, in order to do so and so, we have to have these things. Phooey. You sit some other department, and it's doing like mad, and you don't hear much from them. You could go in and give them something to do with if you wanted to, but they're getting along. It isn't even a problem getting along with. There is this obsession of having to have before they can do. And this gets to be an obsession. It gets to be a compulsion. And this, again, gets to be an obsession or a compulsion with regard to imagination. That's why, I guess, the semantic imagination is there. It becomes a fixed thing that if you imagine something, you have a picture. Not true. It becomes a fixed thing that if you want to create a play, you would have to have not only words, but paper and pencil and stage and actors. This isn't true either. Thought can be communicated without form. And it is the one baffling thing that greets the Thetan at every front. He himself, without form, is continually addressing things which have form. You'll do something very new and original every time you ask a Thetan. Duplicate nothing. Duplicate nothing? Why, he's never duplicated nothing as long as he's alive. Nothing. Very odd thing. You just ask somebody, duplicate nothing a few times. Their perceptions will change. That's because the Thetan communicates straight through and gets a C to E, where the E is exactly duplicating C. The Thetan is communicating with no form, and of course his communication winds up with no form. So it kind of looks like what the Thetan gets stuck with is form, isn't it? What bogs down an imagination? Being stuck with form. Imagination bogs down with the concentration of attention upon energy and objects. And we can just put that down as a fundamental. That the deterioration of an imagination follows the address of attention to form and object to the exclusion of unfixing the attention.